Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. The impact of dementia is a growing concern for patients, families, and health services around the world, raising the importance of finding ways to alleviate its effects. Bob Woods from Bangor University in Wales is leading a Cochrane review of cognitive stimulation and describes the latest findings published in February 2012.
Cognitive stimulation for people with dementia goes back a surprisingly long way. I remember reading a paper in 1975 suggesting that engaging people with dementia in small group activities with a cognitive focus could make a measurable difference to their day-to-day function. I've been researching and reviewing this area ever since. 12 years ago, we pulled together the evidence as it was then for a Cochrane review. The studies were promising, but they lacked rigour, and sample sizes were small, largely because funding was so limited for this type of research. The effects remained uncertain, but we used the review to develop a structured, small-group intervention where 5 or 6 people with mild to moderate dementia meet with a couple of staff, for up to an hour, perhaps twice a week. The sessions promote orientation and cognitive activity. They may range from baking to quizzes, from reminiscing about childhood to discussing our favourite holiday destinations, all using tangible memory aids and prompts to maintain focus and attention. The emphasis is on fun and enjoyment rather than on training or testing. With the publication of larger, more rigorous randomized trials through the last decade and the validation of self-report quality of life measures for people with dementia, it was time to revisit the evidence base, hence this new Cochrane review, which shows consistent effects of cognitive stimulation on cognitive function across 15 included studies from a number of different countries using a broadly similar intervention. Small improvements on tests like the Mini Mental State Exam are evident whether or not the person is also receiving medication for Alzheimer's disease. More importantly, some of the included studies allow us, for the first time, to document improvements in quality of life as reported by the person with dementia, and to show that the intervention appeared to have added value in terms of social interaction. Although it must be said, no improvements in day-to-day function and abilities or in behavioural problems were identified in the review. These findings underpin recommendations to those who commission health and social care. In the Nice Guy Guidelines for Dementia Care, and the 2011 World Alzheimer's Report, published by Alzheimer's International. These recommend that cognitive stimulation groups should be offered to people with mild to moderate dementia. There's ongoing interest in whether the effects can be maintained after the initial intervention, perhaps by offering weekly group meetings, and a major trial on this is due to report during 2012. We will include its results when we update the review. In thinking about how to organise the groups, they're currently run in hospitals, care homes, day centres and other community facilities. Staff leading the groups require some training, but no particular qualification is required and structured manuals are available. In a paper in the British Medical Journal in February 2012, we suggest that family caregivers could also be trained to carry out the approach, and we plan to evaluate whether individual cognitive stimulation can have similar effects to the group approach. An Italian study, which is already included in our Cochrane review, suggests that it can, and we expect to add other similar studies in future updates. As interest in psychosocial interventions for people with dementia continues to grow across the world, more and more studies of higher quality are likely to appear in the coming years, and we will also incorporate them into future versions of this review.
You can read the current version of Bob's review at thecochranelibrary.com, and as the new research accumulates and is incorporated into this evidence base, that's where you'll also find the updates of this Cochrane review.